Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 19th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 13th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 350 outstanding fall AI heifers, cows, and 20 head of 20-month-old herd bulls, including Hereford, Angus, Charlet, Sim Angus, and Red Composites, most all breeds and volume. Online catalog, video, and sale information can be found at blackherfordranch.com, or for more information, call 580-309-0711.
When the going gets tough, the tough stay busy. Hi, I'm Jordan, inviting you to stay busy this spring in the seat of a new Kubota tractor from Great Plains Kubota. With Kubota tractors, you can mow, haul, dig, or use a variety of our performance-matched implements to get your toughest jobs done while staying safe and healthy. Great Plains Kubota is open because our customers have essential needs, and we'll continue to meet the demands of our Kubota customers by serving them in person or remotely. As always, shop Great Plains Kubota online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
Well, April proved to be a solid month for U.S. beef and pork exports despite COVID-19 related interruptions in production and declining purchasing power of some key trading partners. According to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation, beef exports were below last April's large totals, but still topped $600 million in value. Pork exports remained well above year-ago levels, but slowed from the record pace established in the first quarter. Considering all the challenges the U.S. red meat industry faced in April, export results were encouraging, said USMEF President and CEO Dan Halstrom. Exporters lost several days of slaughter and processing due to COVID-19, and shipments to Mexico and some other Latin American markets declined due to slumping currencies and the imposition of stay-at-home orders. But despite these significant headwinds, global demand for U.S. beef and pork remained strong. While May export results will likely reflect similar obstacles, Halstrom noted that red meat production continues to recover, setting the stage for a strong second half of 2020. With lower April slaughter numbers, beef export value per head of fed slaughter climbed to a record $363.35. That's up 19% from April of 2019. Through April, exports accounted for 14.4% of total beef production and 11.9% for muscle cuts. That's up 13.8% and 11.2% respectively from last year. Well, giving back and caring for others is natural for dairy farmers since their job is to care for their cows and land to produce nutritious dairy foods for the world. Dairy farmers are just as committed to giving back through their work as they are to giving back to the communities they call home. Dairy Max's passion for Pints Blood Drive is one way that dairy farmers are supporting and giving back to their communities. Since summer's the time of year when blood centers need donations the most, Dairy Max started Passion for Pints in 2013 by partnering with blood centers throughout National Dairy Month in June to help increase local blood donations. Since that time, more than 1,600 Passion for Pints blood drives have taken place, with nearly 192,000 lives impacted through the donation of 64,000 units of blood. Passion for Pints drives will begin June the 1st and take place at drive locations in Oklahoma, Texas, Colorado, and New Mexico. Radio Oklahoma Ag Network Farm Director Ron Hayes caught up with Susan Allen about the upcoming blood drives.
The caveat is Norman is closed for renovation right now, but yes, any of the other 8 OBI locations. And don't forget that every time you give blood, you can save up to 3 lives. And so you can be a hero this week and go give blood and get some great milk and some other awesome prizes.
To check out places hosting blood drives near you, you can go to OBI.org. You've got farm news on Ron.
I'm Sean Voskel, ARP Oklahoma State Director, reminding you the state's primary elections are June 30th. Are you worried about voting in person? If so, request an absentee ballot. Visit elections.ok.gov or call your county election board to request an absentee ballot. Then mail your ballot with a copy of your ID or have your ballot notarized. Oklahomans 50 and over are the most powerful voting bloc, so make your voices heard. If you plan to vote absentee, request your ballot by June 23rd. Learn more at aarp.org/ok.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.